Jesus, Jesus found me. I wasn't the one that was lost. I was lost. And he found me, and he changed my life, and I'm 73 now. I'm still going strong. I'm still full of joy. This is where I want to be. This isn't where I have to be. This is where I want to be. This is what I do. This is who I am. And you know what? That cross behind me makes us flawless. And you don't need to give, you don't need to give an excuse for your existence to anybody. And remember this, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Don't be around people that think they're doing you a favor just because they're in your life, because they're not. You're just as special and good. God has brought you here to bless you. And if you try, if you're not careful, you're going to get blessed in this service. Amen? Amen. I want you to say something with me. Say, Father in heaven, into your hands, I commit my spirit. I'm going to say that. That was the last thing that Jesus said on the cross when he left earth. He said, it's all up to you. He said seven sayings from the cross. And another saying that he said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He hung between heaven and earth, and he was the public defender for mankind. Forgive them, for they know not what to do. They were killing him. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. They beat him. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He stood between heaven and earth. And he said, Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you turned your back on me? The answer was this. God forsook his only begotten son and broke covenant with his son that he could make covenant, renew covenant with mankind. And he loves you. Jesus asked the world, what would a person give in exchange for their soul? And God the Creator, God the Father said, I'd give my son, I'd give my only begotten son. There is no higher price that you could have been paid. How could you be anything but great if that's the case? I'm glad that you're here. There's enough folks here that we can have a wonderful, 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 wonderful service. If you guys would, give me Colossians chapter 3 there. And do we have that one? Now, I'm going to read this, and y'all just follow along with me. I'm glad to see and hear pages turning. And this is what the Word says. This was a part of our devotion, Billy and I, every morning. By the way, that's when we get together. See, the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Okay? So yesterday morning, this is one of the places we read, and we said just what we said together, into your hands, Father, into your hands. You know, that's an interdenominational biblical statement. You can say that if you're a Pentecostal, a Catholic, Assembly, Methodist, Baptist of any flavor. Into your hands. You know what you're saying when you say that? I just want what you want, God. I trust you enough with my life. I just want what you want. I don't want to be at the hands of the devil. See, somebody's going to get you. And they're going to get you through people that hate you. They're going to the devil's going to get you through people that make fun of you, that talk about you behind your back. That's how they're going to get to you. But don't be with those people. Don't run with those kind of people. Hey, go where you're celebrated. Find people You know, I counsel people I have for years in marriage situations, and I tell them, you're better off to be alone than with the wrong, mean person. You're better off to be alone. And I found that to be true as I watched with others. And about 3 or 4 this morning, I got down there by Millie, and I knelt down. I said, "Hun, our marriage is one of the best things I have on this earth. And it didn't come cheap. And it wasn't easy. You know what? If it was easy, everybody'd be celebrating 50 years. It ain't easy. I didn't say it was. But you know what? Somehow, Millie and I decided to stick together no matter what. And I'll tell you what, I'm in a happy place. And I have to work at it every day. I think sometimes I have to work on it harder than my wife does. But you're better off. I'm darn tootin' telling you the truth. You are better off alone than to be with somebody that's going to constantly hurt you. You don't. There's nothing good you're going to get out of that. Who's that little girl? I know her. Hi. I see you on Facebook all the time. You make the cutest faces. Where did you learn to make all those cool faces? Did you learn from your mom? Ah, she ain't telling. If you got a buck, I'll tell you. If I had a dollar. But anyway, I want you to really get that in your spirit tonight, that God made you special, and he made you special by the instrumentation of that old rugged cross right there. You're special. You were worth saving. And he says to us in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy." What I'm asking you to do is easy compared to what your two-faced friends are trying to get you to do. You need to be around people that know that you're special. I want everybody to hear that tonight. You need to quietly bow out of every situation where people are not treating you with basic respect of life and friendship. And you need to do that before unforgiveness and bitterness comes in your heart. And you need to forgive them. For the word says, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. So that your Father in heaven can forgive you. Satan wants to get you and me in unforgiveness. And then the word says there in Matthew 11:25, I believe, but if you won't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So it's a trade-off. The more you learn about forgiveness, how to receive it from God, and how to give it the way Jesus does, the farther you will go in life. I'm telling you, McKenna, I watch you on Facebook. I'm one of your biggest fans. And I don't know all what you've gone through, but I know you're going through a lot of stuff. And I know there are people that would like to be in your life, or people that you know, and they're unkind. Their words are unkind, aren't they? And the thing to do about that, if we can do it here, if we can do it, is forgive them, people. The best way to forgive certain people is don't be around them. Don't let them people, and if you can block them on your Facebook page, anybody that's going to say unkind things to you or about your family or whatever, I want you to know God's brought you here to tell you tonight, you're special. You're a special person. And it's better to be alone than be with wrong friends and wrong partners. It's better to be alone. And because you know what? If you'll trust God and choose God every day, he's got somebody very special for you. Many years ago, that woman over there, God had her for me. Over 50 years ago now, we had Father Jerome initiate our vows in August this year, 50 years together. And I can't wait to see what the next 50 years are going to bring. Amen? But I want you to know the Lord has brought you here to say, McKenna, McKenna, you don't have to apologize to anybody for your life. And anybody that's unkind to you, forgive them and separate yourself from them, because you're worth better than that. Because there are people in your life, there's a handful of people in your life that think you're the best. And that little baby right there is one of them. And if you don't let people treat you bad, then when she grows up, she will not let people treat her bad. That's what's at stake here. We want your little girl to get it all figured out. I'm going to tell you what, I hope you love kids, because if you don't, you're in the wrong place. How's it going tonight, Apostle Paul?
Going good.
Good. You look well. Did you work hard today? And that, yes. You went home and took a nap?
No, I slept.
Now, I know what he means. It's one thing to close your eyes and catch 40 winks, but sometimes you just got to sleep. Amen?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. How wonderful. It's so good to be here. God loves everybody in here. Mindy, how much do you know that you're special to God? What would you tell me? Good. You're right. I agree with that. I agree with you. Totally, absolutely. Carson? How much do you know that you're special to God? I'll just tell you, you're very special to God. You're very special to your family. We think you're the best. We're in your corner. We're here for you, all of us. We love you very much. Glad you're in my family. Glad you're one of my grandchildren. I really am. Jody, you've been on my heart lately. And in the fellows in the sound booth, would you give me a Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. You know, Jody, we've known each other for many, many years. We were both a lot younger. Yeah, but your mom looks the same. Isn't that something? That little girl right over there. You were one of her first, but she loved you so. She just talked about Brenda. I'm going to go to Brenda's, Mom. She just loved you. Yes, and you're precious, and your son is precious. And he is another person that's been abused by this world. And I was praying the other morning about you, and this verse in Joel came up. Joel chapter 2. And verse 25. And in this verse, the Lord of all the earth says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. I'm gonna restore to you that which has been taken away from you. God said, and that idea in that verse there, it's like a legal term, like restitution. Like if you go to court, One time I went to court. I was caught in the cemetery. I was turning over headstones. Don't ask me why I was doing that. I was just a kid in Chicago, growing up, trying to have a blast. And we just thought turning over headstones and looking for snakes would be. We got caught. We had to go to court. There were seven of us boys, and I had to pay $75 my part of the damages. And it was my birthday money, and what a lesson to learn to do something like that. But the judge said, you're going to pay $75 restitution. Now, that $75 would be more like $750 today, many years ago when I was 12 years old. But I learned that, and I began to learn, if I was going to do things I shouldn't, I'm going to have to get better at doing those kind of things or stop doing those kind of things. And I gave that restitution, and I learned about that restitution. What the word says here, the legal terms here, is that the Lord's saying you're going to receive restitution from those that took from you, from the devil. And I believe that's going to happen, Joe. I really, really do. And I know you've gone through your ups and downs in life, but hold on to God. I think you're in a time in your life where God is wanting to, once again, restore a new day to you. Today's a new day for your life. And if you will let God is going to do exactly what I said. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if you believe God, you'll be established. And if you believe his prophets, you will prosper. And I'm telling you, God wants you to prosper. I don't even know what that means to you, but I feel that so strongly. Since the last few times that I saw you, I feel like you're in a mode where if you let God, he's gonna give back to you what the world has taken away from you. Is that right on?
Yes, right.
Okay. Y'all stretch your hands. And Dwayne, come on up here with me. And I want you to pray for him. You heard what I said to him. And if you've got something to say, one of my girls, somebody with a microphone, yeah, you just obey God and pray for it. Let me tell you, the most important part of this is what we're doing right now. See, church without the Spirit moving is just another moose lodge. It's nothing, it's not going to help you. But God wants to move here. Go ahead. Just pray for him or say something over him, Dwayne. Whatever you think you need to do.
Father, I just lift up Jody to you. You know his heart.
He's on the pink microphone.
You know what he's been through, Father God. Just lift him up to you. You know what you got in store for him. Only you know what you got in store for him. You know what he's been through, and you know where he's going. You know what he's going through. You know what he's fixing to go through. But you've got something predestined for him, Father God. And it's just like Brother Angelo said, if he'll stay in your will and stay dedicated to the word and stay on track, then them doors will open up for you. You'll open up them doors for him in Jesus' name. I just speak a blessing on him and whatever you got in store for him, just let it come on him. Let him have a testimony next time he comes in here. Let him experience something, Father God, because that's the God you are. You're a miracle-working God, and miracles follow your prophets and your disciples. So I just declare that a miracle happens in this man's life. He's in here looking for something. His mother's in here looking for something. So in the name of Jesus, every angel as a witness in heaven right now, that Jesus, you're a witness to this prayer, to this prophecy, Father God. A miracle is going to happen in his life, and he's going to have something to say when he comes in here next service, that you're going to demonstrate something. You're a demonstrating God. The Spirit is a demonstrator, and I just declare a miracle to happen, and he have confirmation this week when he comes back into this church. He's going to have something good to say about this word. In Jesus' holy name, I declare it in Jesus' name of Nazareth, and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Let us thank you for letting us minister that to you. Was I right? Was that pretty? Okay. Yeah. Can I share something with you? If I ever am giving you a word or something like that, just let me try to give it. Unless, and I say this a lot, unless I'm in error, I tell people, now if I'm wrong, stop me. We'll just stop. You know, don't let me go on in what's wrong. Now, I feel like there's another person in here, at least one, maybe more, that you've just been kind of beat up by the world. And I think God would have something to say to you too. And you just have to, if the Spirit is moving, if that's you, and you want to do something about it, stand up. If you just feel like what's been said here so far, and there's people in your life, there's things that they're pushing in on you, they're drawing in on you, and it's making it hard on you, and people have been abusive to you, and you want to do something about it. If that's you, just go ahead. And don't, of course, don't get up if it's not you. And Colton, Come up here, sweetie pie. Stand by Mary. Come over here with your microphone. And Kelly, I believe with all my heart, I know you've had a busy day. This is the most fired up chick I know, man. And she's my daughter. She's on fire for the things of God. But I believe there's something inside of you. These two women here, and it would come better from you than from me. And your son is going to either help you by holding that microphone or whatever, and get the Kleenex box, son. Let's just listen. This, honest to God, this is the way church is supposed to be. That's what it says in the Bible. We're trying to teach it, yeah?
Well, right when I saw Miss Mary stand up, I just heard the word intervention. And so, Lord, right now, I just speak that intervention, God, right into existence. Lord, for every person in her family, Lord, that is, you know exactly, God, the situation. And right now, I speak a divine intervention into the lives of her loved ones. Right now, God, I ask for conviction, God, of heart right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would make right the wrongs that have been done. Lord, every bit of heaviness that everything has caused Mary, I just tell that to come off of her right now in the name of Jesus. You can't stay here over her life like a dark gloom just getting her down in the dumps. And I just tell that intervention for all the people in her family. Lord, they need a divine appointment from you. And God, I ask you right now, Lord, to show up, God, in such a way, Lord, where there's no second guessing who it is, that it's you. And Lord, I ask that you would put things as they should be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord, for this sweet girl, Cortland, Lord, I thank you right now, God, that nothing is too difficult for you. And so, Lord, every place where she's low, God, I ask that you would fill her up, every part of those emotions. Cortland, I just see that you just have some emotions that not even you understand. And you're thinking, well, how does this, you know, I don't even understand what I'm feeling right now. God, I thank you right now. I just speak to those real lows and those real, just, I just see deep lows. And so, God, right now, I speak to those. Lord, I speak your word over her life. And God, you said that every valley would be raised up. And so, God, I speak to those lows right now, and I tell them to come higher right now in the name of Jesus. Every bit of despair, every bit of just downcastness, I just speak that off of her right now. And God, I ask that you would lift her head up right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And you know, Cortland, like we said in our leadership, it's not easy to be 16 these days. It's harder than when I was 16 years old. It's not easy to be 13 years old. It's not easy to be Colton's age. It's just not easy. It's hard on these kids. And you know what we better do? Come on up here, you. I'm not through with you. I love you. You're special. I'm going to sit down. But you know what? If there's a God and he's working in our lives, we better show these kids. Because the devil has a lot of things they want to show these kids, and many of those things are not good. I'm going to tell you something. I send you a text and I just wish I could fit in somewhere. I just want my own friends and my own life. And God is starting to form that, but it's not going to be as many as you thought. But there's going to be a select few that are in your life that they're going to count you as somebody special. And you don't want to be, as I've been saying in the service, around people that try to do anything that doesn't make you feel that you're special, because you are special and you are loved and you are wanted, and you certainly fit in here. I just want to see you grow and be a happy person and fulfill God's call on your life. You have a call on your life. And you're very gifted in many ways. One of the ways that you're gifted is as you minister more with a microphone and in front of people, you're going to see that you have a freedom that other people don't have. And you have a gift on your life, and it will make your life, as the song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. See, Cortland, you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, now listen to this, all fear is gone. Because I know. See, we don't get by on what we think or what we wonder about. We get by on what we know. Because I know he holds the future. Life is worth the living. I want to say this to you, Cortland. Your life is worth the living. No telling how many souls are wrapped up in your life. What you could do, you know, by helping others, it's very satisfying. You're very special. Anybody that doesn't agree with that, just quietly forgive them and quietly avoid them. And just go where you're celebrating, even if it's only one or two or three. Be where people see that you're special. I know Pastor Kelly and many in this church, including myself, we see that you're special. And you're good enough. You're good enough. You're the one. You're the one we want up there behind that piano. We're the one. You're the one that we want to see with that microphone. We want to see you flourish and grow and see, you know, you get certain kind of flowers and you think, man, I can't wait till they bloom to see what they're like. I bought Millie a plant this year, and they said, well, it's going to bloom three times a year. Well, it finally bloomed once, and it was just beautiful. I was just waiting to see. And you know what? All of us are waiting to see just how special you are. So does this sound like this is fitting your life? Good. And what Pastor Kelly said? Good. Well, we love you, and God bless you. Amen? Amen. All right, everybody. Let's take communion. Everybody in here knows how to take communion. We've been taught. Let a person examine themselves and then take communion. Examine yourself. If there's something that shouldn't be there, confess it to the Lord and let him forgive you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he has a legal right to forgive us and cleanse us. And we'll take communion.